We welcome you back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. She joins us every week for Lawyer Up. And I don't want to oversell, but what an amazing docket we have here today. Starting at the Oklahoma State Fair and ending in Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball dispute from Miami. Lisa Lanier will be here for all of it. There she is. Lisa, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Let's get to the docket here. We start in Oklahoma. I don't think there's anything legally that can be done here, but it does seem like a rules infraction. At the Oklahoma State Fair, a company put on a contest called Stink for the Sentra. There was a Nissan Sentra up for grabs, and it started at the beginning of the week with four people in the Sentra.
The Stinky Sentra, they called it, right?
Yes, that's right. The Stinky Sentra. And you get into the vehicle, and the last one left sitting in it wins it. Well, they sat there for 80 hours, and it got down to two people, two men in the Sentra. And one man was finally awarded the Nissan after the other gave up. But the reason he gave up was very simple. He said that against the rules, one of the guys, the other contestant, got out of the vehicle during their break, which was allowed, went to the porta potty, and brought back a cup of something he fished out of the bottom of the porta potty. Here he is telling a story.
So yesterday during our break, my literal piece of shit competitor went out to the porta potty, scooped a cup of shit out of the porta potty, and then brought it back into the car. I got in the car, and I could immediately smell it. I knew exactly what it was.
We all did.
My wife was watching on the live stream. I told her, hey, it smells like porta potty in here. She said, yeah, I saw him shove something up in that back windowsill. So I text the dent source people, told them what was going on. They asked the dude if he brought it in. He tried to deny it. Eventually, they made us get out of the car. They found it. They decided that, yes, that was against the rules, but it's not a disqualifier. They're just going to remove the human feces that he scooped out, and the competition would continue. I said I have more self-respect for myself.
And sipped out of the vehicle.
You can tell it still affected his sinuses.
No question. That is Chris Dreschner. He says he let Brian Richmond have that vehicle, but he's really the winner. Is there anything Mr. Dreschner can do to get that vehicle, Lisa? I'm sure they've addressed this in the rules. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they decided, the people that put the contest on decided that this is not a disqualifier, and that's that. I mean, there's no real, there's no legal recourse here. And, I don't even see why it's a, they kind of were building toward this. They called it the Stinky Sentra contest. The idea, I guess, was that your body odor would build up so much. But I mean, it's kind of a logical next step. And I read some differing accounts. One account was, any trash that they accumulated, if they got a drink or something or what, they had to keep it. So the car also was filling up with trash.
Yep.
And so this guy had a cup. One account I read was that he just pooed in the cup. Another, this guy's saying that he scooped it out of the porta potty, making it questionable whose poo it was. But I think it was actually this guy's, the contestant's poo. So, I think it's hilarious and kind of smart, and it's a Stinky Sentra contest. So
yep.
He took it literally to the next stinky level. I think that's awesome.
I'd say
he's crossed a line. A civilized society.
I think it's great. And now the gentleman we just heard speak said it is against the rules to defecate in the vehicle. What's the difference in defecating outside it and bringing it
they
back
get,
in?
They got bathroom breaks.
They did. They got bathroom breaks. And
said, they got bathroom
You're
breaks.
You're not allowed to do that. He's like, what's the difference? And he said, by the way, there was the unmistakable odor of porta potty crap.
We all know it.
What is the porta potty smell of poo different than if the guy had just pooed in
it's
the
It's roasting
car?
In Oklahoma. It's roasting in the Oklahoma heat.
It's cooked. I guess it's kind of cooked a little bit.
Cooked.
Has anyone heard from the winner?
No, the winner has not spoken up, but he did claim his Stinky Sentra. He got that. He got the Sentra.
He did, yeah.
But so the guy said, look, I know I won that contest fair and square, but he had more self-respect than to stay in the vehicle.
Yeah, he can look himself in the mirror.
That's right. He has a snorting issue. He has a sinus issue, but he can look himself in the mirror. That's right.
Very funny.
My goodness. To Cary, North Carolina. Now, this one is interesting, and it's supposed to all be solved next week in civil court. But there is a guy named Keith Myers. I want to get this right. He is in a neighborhood that has a greenway and a path that goes through the greenway. And he has been caught recently, and apparently it's not the first time there's been a dispute over it, but he was literally jackhammering the cement path of the greenway because he says he owns the property on either side of that greenway, which seems to be everyone in agreement that he owns that property. But when the neighborhood was created many years ago, the pathway was created for everyone to use. So when one of the neighbors started walking down the greenway recently, he came across the jackhammering and said, "Why are you doing this?
Please stop damaging the pedestrian Bye-bye. Easement that the HOA paid for. Please stop damaging it."
I'm removing all of it.
I've only begun to jackhammer.
That's right. So some of the neighbors said, "Well, this is the whole reason we moved here, so we could use this path to the greenway." One woman said it reminded her of her late husband. That's the whole reason they bought the house, and her husband used to walk into the greenway for its beauty.
As he went downhill, he'd walk down there and say how beautiful it was, and just the trees, and it's just such a beautiful setting. When I go down there, I feel like I'm, closer to my husband.
Sorry.
Could I have one more moment?
No. No, you may not. Lisa, who's right here? Jackhammer or widowed woman? What are your thoughts?
No, I think the HOA and the Greenway people are going to win if everything was done properly. Mm. I mean, when you buy a piece of property, it can have all kinds of easements, that you can't interfere with. It can have utility easements, like the gas company, the electric company. And you can have easements like this where, usually it's a border on the edge of your property for the HOA of like 15 or 25 feet. It's something reasonable. It's not huge. Mm-hmm. If there's a greenway, a lot of neighborhoods have it. And if all that was properly recorded and documented and he bought, he can't go and tear up the greenway just because, yeah, truly he owns the property, but they have an easement. And so he can't interfere with that easement. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Do things like this.
Well, I'm glad.
That seems commonsensical.
I'm glad. He was tearing up, and it was really, what a waste. I mean, the guy was just tearing up all sorts of pavement over there. Will he have to go back and, pay for that to be repaired?
Yeah, he probably will, because the HOA, I'm sure, is suing him for that, I would think.
I would think.
Yeah, I would think so.
Exactly. This is about property as well. There is a man, he's a Brazilian mogul, and he has bought a house in Miami Beach for $79 million. He
$79?
He sold his house for $79
million.
Okay. Now he's suing his realtor, and here's why. The guy that bought the house is someone you've heard of. Jeff Bezos bought the Miami Beach house for $79 million. And I think the long and short of this is that the realtor covered up the fact that it was somebody famous like Bezos who was buying the house. So the previous owner said, "Well, if I'd known it was Bezos, I wouldn't have settled for $79 million. I wanted more money for the house, and I know he's worth it, and you should have told me who was buying the house." But a lot of times, apparently, that is kept anonymous. Who's right here, Lisa? Can he actually sue the realtor that went through with the sale?
Yeah, I think he can, because the realtor made a positive, false affirmation. He basically lied to the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he made an affirmative, fraudulent statement. I mean, so a realtor, and it gets tricky depending on if the realtor represented one or, buyer or seller or
right.
dual capacity, because their duties change a little bit. But it's rare for you to be able to make an affirmative misrepresentation. And here, it is super common. So Bezos owned the property next door.
Okay.
And so this guy suspected that he'd wanted to buy his property, and he put in this offer anonymously, tried to keep it anonymous, and he used a land trust to do it or something. And so this guy asked the realtor, is Bezos behind this? And the realtor said, absolutely not.
Right.
And he told him, I can't go a penny over this amount. And the guy dropped his price by $5 million over what he wanted for it.
Right.
And, he said if he'd known it was Jeff Bezos, and he was, the property owner next door is always going to pay a premium to get the lot next to them and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the seller has some recourse here because the realtor just straight up lied to him.
Well, that's it then. Yeah, if he asked him and he lied, I guess that's right.
In the cold light of day, though,
I know
the house is $79 million. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, Kelly can't bid on that house.
I did. I did not. I mean, it's on my Zillow, but I didn't start.
I mean, you track it.
I didn't yeah. put a heart on
you
it.
You favorited it.
I favorited it, but I'm not going to buy that.
My point is, anyone who would be buying that house is going to be flush.
Of course, yeah.
It doesn't. Right. It could be Michael Jordan. Yeah. It could be Shaquille O'Neal. It could be anybody.
Yes, that's right.
And
right.
I don't normally side with billionaires, but I will hear that it shouldn't matter.
Well,
if it's 79 million, it's 79 million. You can't say, "Oh, wait, it's Bezos."
Mm-hmm.
It's now 90 million.
Yeah,
I know he's got it.
But
I wouldn't buy the house.
You know, the neighboring property owner is always going to pay a premium to expand and double the size of their property.
Yeah,
and so that made it. You know, it had a direct impact on his decision. And what the realtor probably should have done is just say, "I can't say," or you know, something of that nature. It's an anonymous. You know, it's a land trust. I don't know. You know, something, but not.
What's your land trust
to
name?
Make a pot. Oh, no, it's not. He just straight up.
I'm not speaking on my realtor or my land trust. My land trust. I don't want to answer any of that.
He's setting you up.
I think Lisa is right that if he had said, yeah, it's Bezos trying to buy this, he would have just held out knowing that Bezos would be desperate to get that property and would have paid the extra $5 million. Now, that being said, both guys are billionaires. You know, it's like it's $5 million.
Yeah, this is the difference. This is the different swimming pool than the rest of us are in.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, you should see the swimming pool. It's unbelievable. The house is 19,000 square feet.
Yeah. Is it right on the water? Is it on the...
Yeah.
It's on the water. It's a beach house right on the water. 19,000. It's unbelievable. I took I saw some shots.
A virtual tour
of it. Just in case. I thought, you know, if it fell through, you know, it's under contract now, though. I'll tell you what. I'm fully cocked on this kid. I am for him. And Big E brought it to our attention that there's a lawsuit now over the 50th home run ball from Shohei Ohtani. He hit it the other night in Florida, in Miami. And the guy who wound up with the ball, Chris Bielanski, is auctioning off the ball as of next week, I believe. It's soon. Maybe it may start today. And they're hoping to get $4.5 million for the ball. As much as that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being auctioned off through a major auction house. And the auction house has checked with their attorneys. And they say the auction can go forward, even though there's a teenager now, Max Mattis, who says he's 18 years old, and there's video of him fighting for the ball with the guy who eventually wound up with it. He says, Max Mattis says, I had the ball in my hand. He squeezed my hand with his thighs and pried the ball out of my hands, and you can clearly see some video. That's my ball, and I want that ball back. So he's suing to stop the auction and take the ball back. Lisa, do you think this teenager has a shot?
I do. I've watched the video several times. I posted a link to it on my Linear Law Group social media. I would love for people to take a look at it and decide for themselves. But to me, it looks like the kid had the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard. I mean, it's hard to see. It's very fast. You know, it all happens very fast. But it looks like he had the ball, and this guy takes it away from him and then jumps up all, you know, I got it.
Yeah,
you know? The same exact thing has happened, you know, several times. In 2001, Barry Bonds' 73rd home run ball was being auctioned for $500,000, and there was a video of a guy catching it in his glove, but then, you know, he's wrestled to the ground, and, you know, there's a melee. And in that case, the judge said you really can't tell from the video if it was going to stop in the glove or if the glove simply, you know, sort of slowed its trajectory and that it bounced. And the judge said you can't tell. And so the judge split the $500,000 between the two litigants.
Yes.
I don't necessarily think that's going to happen here because it's a little different, you know, the glove and the video is a little different. And to me, it looks like in the video that the kid had the ball.
I mean, I agree.
I'm a fan of the kid.
I agree. I'm for the kid. I think at the very least, they should split it. I do.
At the very least.
Yes. Don't you think?
At first, when I first just heard the lawsuit, I thought, no, here we go. Typical.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you see the video, that guy does rip it out of his hand.
I agree. I think he used his thighs. Guy's got great thighs.
Is that jiu-jitsu?
He had better position.
Yeah, he had better
position. He had the leverage.
Leverage, right. And the kid, and you can see the kid is...
And the kid is scrawny. The kid is scrawny.
Scrawny kid. Scrawny 18-year-old versus fairly muscular, middle-aged man with great thighs. I'll say it. I'll call it like I see it.
No, you're absolutely right. The guy was buff, yeah.
That's right. He's buff, and then he held up the ball like, ooh, I got it.
Yeah.
No, sir. I'm for this 18-year-old. I'm just going to say it like that. Lisa Lanier from New York. Wow. Well done. Yeah. Got through the whole docket. Well played. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
There she
goes. Enjoy your weekend.
Our official attorney of the Two Guys Named Chris Show.